Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Tenement to me means more like slum.
Do you know what you would call a large building in which the residents own the building and share the maintenance? They buy each
You mean like the man?
Yeah, well, a person buys his own apartment.
Oh, condominium?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know the word condo? Have you ever heard that?
Condo?
Short.
No.
Do you have a name for an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building?
You mean either like a penthouse or a flat?
Flat, right.
Okay.
Well, what do you call them? Like, most apartments have a man who does the, a little repair stuff. You call him
the janitor or the maintenance man?
Now, if you had to cut the grass and you had to use one of those things.
Lawnmower.
Right. Now, does that matter if it's electric or manual, you still call it the same thing?
Well, when I think of a lawnmower, I automatically think of the gas,
Yeah.
And then I distinguish between an electric one and then a push mower.
And a push mower is the one that you have to push.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this is different stuff people might have to use out in their yard, do you know something called a tiller or a rototiller? Do you know?
A tiller, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how about a trowel?
A trowel?
Trowel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, if there were, what, do you know of more than one type of rake? A rake
for leaves and a rake for dirt, a different type of thing? No, not unless you mean a hoe for dirt, but no, I don't.
What would you call a thing that people use if they've got like boxwoods and they want to keep them?
Hedge trimmers.
Now, if somebody had to cut down a great big tree, they might have to use a
saw or a chainsaw.
Right. Okay, name and sort of describe as much as you can some different cuts of beef steak.
Sirloin,
okay.
Ribeye, filet mignon. Let's see.
Is sirloin
ribs?
Oh yeah. Like a ribeye would.
You're talking about steaks now?
Steaks.
Okay.
Yeah. Now a ribeye and a sirloin, how do they differ?
I really don't know, but it's just that to me sirloin would be more expensive on your menu.
Okay.
But I don't really know.
Okay, now just some other cuts of beef, not necessarily steak.
Like a roast.
Right. What different types of roast?
Let's see. Your rump roast, Boston roll, English cut, sirloin tip, chuck roast. About all I can think of right now.
About any cuts of pork?
You mean like your pork chops?
Right. Uh-huh.
Bacon? Is that what you mean?
Bacon, sure.
Salt pork.
How about ham?
Ham, sure, ham.
Ham. You know more than one type of ham?
No. Smoked ham, baked ham.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know any cuts of lamb?
Lamb chops. That is really about all.
How about cuts of chicken? I shouldn't say cuts. Types of chicken, like if you want.
You mean like broiled,
right.
Baked.
And if you wanted one that you were going to broil, would you ask for the terms broiler and fryer?
Yeah.
And those things?
Yeah. Broiler and fryer.
Yeah, so that